Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That means he cannot. You can't say, oh, never mind. Once you do that, it's done.
Yep.
He is out for the season. And so do you really want to pull the trigger on that? Because you know as well as I do, that's a sport about Sunday. Like, whatever happens, heck, do you show up on Sunday? Do you perform on Sunday? And he does. He performs.
Every time.
He's great. Yep. And that's why people deal with this, because he's great, but they clearly are tired of dealing with it. When I had Jason Lockenfor on from CBS Sports last week, I asked him, do you think if the Raiders could undo this, just snap their fingers and say, hey, we trade undone, contract undone, would they do it? And he said, not yet, but they could get there. And it seems like they're really close to getting there. Antonio Brown back in camp today. But if there's another issue, like if he doesn't show up tomorrow, it'll be interesting to see where this goes from there, because you've got a high-profile player, and his new team is already sick and tired of his antics.
Story number four.
TMZ published documents today that show Cristiano Ronaldo, the football superstar, paid a woman $375,000, essentially hush money. The woman accused him of raping her in Las Vegas back in 2009. When this story first came to light, I guess it was earlier this year, there was a long investigative piece done by a reputable journalist. And I read it. I encourage you guys to go read it. And if you haven't read it and you're interested, like, go find it. It's not hard to find with Google. If you read all of it, I told you then, sounds like he raped her. Sounds like he probably is a rapist. Sounds like he probably committed sexual assault. There's a whole lot of evidence.
I mean, why would you pay that kind of money?
Well, the argument,
if you're innocent,
the argument would be, as long as we're playing devil's advocate, the argument would be, I am a public figure, a very famous individual. $375,000 is nothing to me, and I would lose more simply by having this allegation come to light than $375,000. So it doesn't matter that I'm innocent. The allegation itself will cost me dearly. And so if there's a way to keep this allegation from ever surfacing, then it's worth $375,000 to me. That would be the argument in his favor.
Sure.
But the other side of it is there's a lot of compelling evidence that makes you go, whatever happened in that Las Vegas hotel that night was possibly criminal. Las Vegas police have already announced, like, they're not going to press charges because a lack of evidence. But we now know he did pay hush money, $375,000 to a woman to try to make a sexual assault allegation go away. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high, but you can't afford to miss important deadlines. Whether you need help for a day, a week, or months, keep your work on track with highly skilled accounting and finance professionals from Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
When you need same-day care but don't need the ER, MedPost Urgent Care has five greater Memphis locations open with extended hours every day. And through September 30th, school and sports physicals are only $20 for ages 18 and under. MedPost is a proud partner of St. Francis Healthcare.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Coupa Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, CoupaSystems.com. And if you're in the market for a computer, that's who you're getting in touch with, Lee and Lauren Cooper at Coupa Systems. Give them a call. The number's 901-360-9679. You should have it memorized by now. 901-360-9679. When they answer, tell them hello. Tell them I said hello. And then tell them what it is you're going to be doing with a computer. Like, if you need a gaming computer, yeah, that's going to cost maybe a couple thousand, $3,000. But if you're just like most Americans who surf the web, email, watch stuff on YouTube, play around on Facebook, you don't need to go spend $2,000 on a computer. You're wasting money, because what you're doing is paying for a bunch of programs you're never going to use. If you're just a normal computer user, you can get that for a few hundred bucks. They got MacBook Airs for as low as $599. That'll do everything you want it to do. As long as you're not making music videos and stuff like that, and frankly, you could probably do that too. Just be smart about it. Don't waste your money. Get a computer that's better suited for you. It's going to be better priced. That's at Coupa Systems, 360-9679. They're on the web, CoupaSystems.com. The number here is 535-3776, 535-ESPN. I told you Tiger Bookstore dropped off a couple of Tiger football T-shirts. Be the third caller and the fourth caller at 535-3776, and Bennett will hook you up with those while I'm talking to your award-winning columnist, the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Back stateside, Jeff Calkins. How are you, sir? Oh, great.
What?
I said, how are you? And you sat there in silence.
I said, I'm good, GP.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You said, how are you? And you said, oh, great. Right, okay.
I didn't hear you. Hey, you're here now. Nice to have you back stateside. Nice to have you back in studio this morning.
It's good to be back in studio. I do like coming home. Like, I mean, I don't mind. I like traveling just fine, and I like being away, and I like the Bahamas. But I really do like being home. I think there comes a time in your life where you just want your stuff, your things, your routine, your dogs, your everything. It's good to be home.
Yeah, like I'm in a little stretch now where I don't have any trips booked. It doesn't mean I won't go somewhere next week just randomly, but I don't have anything booked. And I like the idea of settling into a routine where I'm just home. I'm home every morning. I'm home every night. Like, I don't get to enjoy that the way most people listening get to enjoy that. Now, I'm appreciative of my opportunities and blah, 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 but I have reached the point in my life where I would just soon be at home. And by be at home, I don't mean, like, be in the Memphis area. I mean, like, at my actual
right,
house. I left my home this weekend for a total of maybe an hour, and that was to go, like, have dinner with Kelly and Aiden, and that was it. Like, that back home right after that, and didn't leave again until I took Oliver to school this morning. I like being actually at home.
I was so happy to go to bed last night and have my dogs on the end of my bed, like, and just like be in my house and have my dogs, like me and my dogs. That's fine. Anyway, it's good to be back. Great trip. Good to be back.
So you were in the Bahamas with the Tigers. They played four games. They won four games. They actually got tested a little bit on Saturday, won that game by 10 points. Buddy Hield, former Oklahoma star, was in attendance. Basically, now that you've watched them play four games against mostly inferior, grossly inferior competition, and you returned home and had time to think about it, what are your large takeaways from what you saw from Penny's Tigers in the Bahamas?
I mean, I said it before, but a lot of people thought it was deflating when James Wiseman wasn't playing and Precious wasn't playing, and it was in some ways. Everyone wants to see those guys play. The level of excitement for the team, given that they weren't playing, and the level, the mania around them. But then, honestly, the level of the excitement literally for the players who played is really striking. I mean, they looked athletic and deep, and as I was listening to you earlier talking about the shooting on the team, it's one of the things that one of the Bahamas coaches said. He said, it's the shooting comes from everywhere. And it's not absolutely everywhere, but, like, it comes from all kinds of places. The shooting comes from everywhere. And we know that they have two lottery pick big men who weren't playing. So the fact that you could be missing those guys and still look as gifted, and forget who you were playing against, as gifted as you did was impressive. That's one thing. Second thing is, I mean, this is the point that Fran Fischel made, is we're going to focus on how good they'll be offensively and all their offensive talent and shooting, whatever else. But they have the potential, and he thought already they were a really good defensive team. And depending on who they throw out there, we can talk about that in a minute if you want, but depending on who they throw out there, they just can lock you up. I mean, and there is a real identity there. And it comes to, I'll get to the third point, and it's Damian Baugh and Lance Thomas, who were to me the players who were most striking, in particular Damian Baugh. That kid, he just wants to destroy you. Penny Hardaway said he was he without us even asking. No one said what great professional basketball players does he remind you of?
Right.
Like, no one said that. Like, who did he just out of the blue said, you know, he's a lot like a combination of Gary Payton and Rajon Rondo. Now, if he was that, he'd be a Hall of Famer. So I'm not saying he's that. But in terms of stylistically, you can see that. Like, because he can distribute the ball. He's not a great shooter. But then he has and I think the Payton stuff is he just wants to destroy you defensively. Like, that is his very clear identity. And that becomes a tone setter. It certainly was in the game that you mentioned at game three when they were challenged. They were down at the end of the first quarter. And it was Damian Baugh who was like the head of the spear in all of this. And is really a fierce competitor, athletic as can be, and a fierce competitor. And so, listen, I knew that Lester Kanonis was a great shooter. I knew it in principle. And then seeing him be a great shooter and confirms that he is a great shooter. I think three of the games he started, the first bucket of the game was a Lester Kanonis three. So, and limitless range. It's easy range. He's a big, strong guy. It's not a but I didn't really know how good Lance Thomas was going to be, even though Penny had talked about him. It was still interesting to see it. And I didn't know, even though it had emerged that he was sort of becoming the quiet star of practices, I didn't know how good Damian Baugh was going to be. He was very clearly the best player there. And then on top of that, it was just a fun deal. Like, it was fun watching them interact with the fans. It's a very likable team, at least at this moment. And so that was another part of it, too. It was just altogether a really fun trip that I think if they go on to do something special, people will look back and see that this trip, you know, they'll consider this trip to be sort of the start of something.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was interesting because, you know, we've heard for a while that Damian Baugh was impressive in workouts. To your point about him wanting to destroy you, one of the first things I heard was, like, even when they're playing pickup, he wants to guard people baseline to baseline. Like, he wants everything to be hard for you. He's not just out there, it's pickup, let's just get up and down the court. Like, he's actually committed to preventing you from doing what it is you want to do. We had heard that for a while, for it to be on display, and then for Fran Fischella, who I'm assuming hasn't heard that. Like, who's he talking to connected to Memphis basketball? And yet he pops into the gym, watches all these heralded guys, and literally the least heralded one, at least in terms of the scholarship freshman, is the one that also stands out to him. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, Fischella saw what was clearly Damian Baugh's best game, but Damian Baugh was really good every game. And I mean, there's no question. I mean, you just can't miss it. He does not want you to inbound the ball. He's fierce. He's absolutely fierce. And it is sort of striking to hear Penny call him. He says he's emerging as the leader of the team. Well, I know it's a young team, but still, you didn't expect to hear, much less to be a starter. He's emerging as the leader of the team, is what he said. Now, Fran was, you know, he's pretty clear. He was there because he was doing the, he was sort of broadcasting the live stream for Texas Tech, and he's close with that staff, and that staff badly wanted Damian Ball. And so he had some sense and appreciation of how good he was, even though he wasn't that heralded, but he'd never really seen him. And he freely admitted, he said, I know, you know, nothing about, next to nothing about Lance Thomas. And was the two guys you came away, when the good guys are good, but then the players you expect to be good are good, and then you know these guys who are sitting out are good, and then you have these two guys who you didn't really know that much about, and they're, like, really good, you start to understand why people are as excited as they are about this team.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So they started the same starting lineup all four games. Obviously, Precious Achiuwa not available. James Wiseman not available. But so it won't be the lineup that they start on opening night or probably any game this season, given that most people assume the two projected lottery picks are going to start in the front court. Do you assume after what you saw in the Bahamas that Damian Ball, Boogie Ellis, and Lester Quinones are sort of locked in as a three-guard starting lineup?
I don't assume that.
Maybe locked in's too strong, but maybe.
No, it's an interesting way. What I assume is Precious Achiuwa is starting. I assume James Wiseman is starting. And I assume, I mean, just from what I've seen, that Damian Ball is starting. Okay? That's what I don't think there's, at this point, I'd be surprised. Again, I've not seen Precious Achiuwa at all, but I'd be surprised if those three aren't starting. And so then it's the other two. Who's going to start there? And those two could be Boogie and Quinones, which is what you just pointed out, right? It could be that. That could be it. It could be Boogie and Quinones. It could be Lance, but I don't think so, because Lance can easily be a third big, you know. And I don't. He's such a good dude that I think he'd be happy to play that role. He's really a leader. He's fun, man. I mean, we're going to ask for Lance after every game as one of the people who talks, just because he's a great, great quote, and clearly a leader of the team. And I think he'd be probably okay coming off the bench. So to me, the question is it DJ and Quinones? Is it DJ and Boogie, or is it Boogie and Quinones? That's to me the question. What combination of those starts along with Damian, Precious, and James?
I would assume, and I said this last month after I talked to people connected to the program, that it would be Damian Baugh with Boogie and Lester, and then Precious and James up front. That sort of jibes with the way they were starting in the Bahamas. But that does leave DJ Jeffries, who by all accounts has been spectacular in workouts and was the leading scorer in the Bahamas, coming off of the bench. I mean, somebody's got to come off of the bench. I think they've got six guys who could reasonably start. It's the five that I've mentioned plus DJ. And if you wanted to throw DJ in there, you could go two guards with DJ at the three, or you could go three guards with DJ at the four. But either way, like, somebody really good is coming off the bench. It speaks to the talent within the program, the depth within the roster. And I think at this point, even though he was the leading scorer in the Bahamas, it would probably be DJ Jeffries.
I could see that. I don't disagree with that. Do you think, by the way, just in terms of, and I know that, like, Penny has shown that he just wants to win. And stuff will settle out. I do think play will dictate. But I also think there's other considerations that you're taking into account as well, certainly at least initially, right? Do you think politically, I say that, that's the loose word for it. Do you think whether it's Boogie coming off the bench, Lester coming off the bench, or DJ coming off the bench, right? I think it's going to be one of those three. Do you think there's anything, it's equally, you know, more or less harmful for one or the other of those guys? Or is it all the same? One way, there's going to be a great player coming off the bench who probably expected to be starting.
I think the only two people it is very important to make sure they start for purposes outside of winning basketball games is probably James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa, because it becomes a story if the projected lottery pick is not starting. Now, James is starting, that's easy, but Precious is the one that I think maybe if you could hear heading into the preseason that DJ has been more impressive and more consistent, and he can be a stretch four, even though he didn't shoot it often or well from three-point range in the Bahamas. Like, I could see that, but I think if you don't, if you have a projected lottery pick coming off of your bench and you've got something other than that playing in front of him, it becomes a thing. I was with Kansas when Kelly Oubre was a freshman. When we were, God, at one of these events, like a preseason event somewhere. Like a Thanksgiving tournament type deal. And Kelly Oubre wasn't starting and was barely playing. And it was a story. Like, I wrote about it. And I know Bill Self was mad that I wrote about it, because he told me like the day that I wrote it, because I show back up to the, you know, tournament. He's like, yeah, he's like, well, you know, Cal and Krzyzewski are printing that out and sending it to every five-star recruit now, right? Like, you know what you did to me, right? And that's a real thing, because, other coaches, you know, will use it against you. And so the good news, to the extent that it's good news, is I think Penny and Mike and that staff, I think they understand that.
Does Boogie have to start? Boogie's a highly touted dude. Does Boogie have to start?
I don't.
Because Boogie, I'll be honest, like, Boogie was impressive. Like, Boogie would be a great player on last year's team, and he's going to be a great player on this year's team, I'm sure. But, like, of the guys?
Right.
He wasn't the most impressive on the island.
I think Boogie probably will start, probably should start. I don't think he has to start. I think the only two people you need to start the season with in your starting lineup, guaranteed, is James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa, for the reasons that I've already laid out. And then if play suggests that one of them, and obviously we're talking about Precious more than James, if the play suggests, listen, he's not as good as DJ Jeffries, he's not as good as Lance Thomas, he might be a better prospect, but he's not a better player, well, then you can adjust, and I think Penny will. He did last season. But you need to – those guys probably get the benefit of the doubt to start the season, just because it's not a story nationally – if DJ Jeffries is coming off of the bench. It's not a story nationally if Damian Baugh is coming off the bench. It is a story if Precious Achiuwa or James Wiseman's coming off the bench. What I would do is I would pencil those two into the starting lineup, and I would tell everybody else, you're competing all preseason. I'll start the best other three that fit with them, and then we'll start the season, and then we'll see how it goes, and if we need to adjust, we will adjust, and if we need to adjust every game, we'll adjust every game. But Precious Achiuwa and James Wiseman probably deserve the benefit of the doubt, just to you know, keep people from using it against you.
The guy who's made this difficult, of course, is Damian Baugh, because right. Otherwise you just assume it was DJ, Boogie, and Lester,
right,
starting with Precious and James. But Damian Baugh has played so well that he has forced himself, I think, at this point, time will tell, but at this point it looks like he's forced himself into the starting lineup. He's been great.
Well, you know, if you want to if you're one of those people who think I'll never admit when I'm wrong, here's one where I was wrong. Because when he committed to Memphis, he still didn't sign, I think, for a little while. And in that time, they got, I think, a commitment from Boogie, a commitment from Lester. I don't remember the exact order in which these things happened. I just remember thinking and saying, if I were Damian Baugh, I would at least reconsider this. Not because I don't love Memphis or want to be there, but they've just enrolled multiple guys who play your position who people think are better than you. And how are you going to get on the court if they got multiple guys who play your position who people think are better than you? And clearly he didn't consider that at all, or at least not to a serious level. He just got on campus and started working. And now it goes from the question being, how's he going to get on the court, to how are you going to keep him off the court? He's been that kind of impressive by all accounts.
He's one of those guys who, when a football player commits, and you're like, why are you going there? Right. You're not going to, like, get on play. You got playing time. They're three deep at quarterback, or they got five running backs at Alabama. What? Well, I'm a person who says that all the time. Why you put yourself in that situation? Go to a place where you know you can play. And what Damian Baugh has done is total belief in himself, and he's obviously made it, yes, he's making it very difficult for him. And then, by the way, this is in a universe where both Alex and Tyler played well.
Right.
Like, they played well. They did, particularly. They both played well. Honestly, they both played well. But So I don't know. It's fun to contemplate. It is fun to contemplate what this year could look like. It is just a world difference. And the other thing is that what's striking about it is once upon a time, it felt like Memphis could get great players, but they had to be kind of Memphis players, right? They were like a little bit, particularly in John's early years, like they were rough, right? Some, not all, but some. And John would stick up for them, and a lot of them deserved to be stuck up for. Some didn't. But what's striking about this team is literally you could take this roster and put it Duke uniforms and you say, oh, yeah, that's what a Duke team's supposed to look like. I don't mean that. I'm not, like, consulting anyone one way or another. It's just Memphis was you get a certain type of player, right?
Sure.
And that's not true anymore. Memphis is getting, like these guys could play for anyone. In every single, they check every box. And they're fun to be around. And so it was a blast.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'll join him right around 9:25. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. To Jeff's point, like, I was the beat writer at the commercial appeal for the University of Memphis basketball team when John was bringing in some of these rough around the edges guys. And I've told the story before, but it speaks to the point Jeff was making. I remember Brandon Wright, who went on to play at North Carolina and for the Grizzlies. I was at maybe Nike All-America camp in Indianapolis, and, you know, it's a Tennessee kid. I might as well ask him about Memphis. And he's like, oh, yeah, I really like Memphis. Like, Coach Cal's great, and, yeah, like, I'm definitely going to consider Memphis. Mm-hmm. And so I go to John, and I'm like, so are you guys – how seriously are you recruiting Brandon Wright? He said, not at all. And I said, well, why not? He's a five-star kid from Nashville, like right up the road. He says he's interested in you. He's like, we're not getting Brandon Wright. I said, why? Because this is like John Calipari. Why would you ever concede I can't get somebody? He said, Brandon Wright is a two-parent private school kid from the suburbs of Nashville. He ain't coming to the University of Memphis. Like, it's just like, I don't care what he says. I don't care how much he likes me. That kid goes to Duke or North Carolina or something like Duke or North Carolina. That kid doesn't come to the University of Memphis. It's why very early on, you know, John would go recruit a McDonald's All-American type, five-star guy. But it would be Amari Stoudemire. It'd be Kendrick Perkins. He'd have to recruit those guys who it was unlikely they were going to come to college, but maybe. And those are the ones Duke ain't, you know, the big schools aren't messing around with because they just assume it's not worth trouble. So John will go mess around with those guys. You know, goes to get Sean Banks, who's got all sorts of red flags. He's good enough to play anywhere, but troubled enough to be eliminated from playing some places. Well, we'll get that guy in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get somebody who's just as talented as the Duke recruit, but, like, got some stuff going on that makes Duke, Kentucky, you know, some other schools not recruit him. And we'll try to win with them. And it mostly worked well. It had some obviously awful spots. But to Jeff's point, like, you talk to these players that Memphis has enrolled now, and they're a little more well-rounded. The backstories aren't nearly as complicated. I remember going to New York with Memphis maybe 2006 or so, Madison Square Garden, they're playing up there. They actually played Duke, like, day after Thanksgiving. Beat UCLA, first game maybe, blew them out, then played Duke. And the national media was up there. Everybody was there. And they were talking to, like, Andre Allen and Sean Williams. And they could not believe these guys. And I had realized that I had sort of gotten just numb to it. Because I was around them every day. I was just like, this is just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the national media and the New York media was there, and they were like, these dudes from Memphis are crazy. Like, the things they say. Like, I remember Andre Allen, one of the New York writers, asking Andre, what do you think it's going to be like, you know, for you guys to play Duke? He's like, I don't know. What's it going to be like for them to play Memphis?
It's like, a great answer.
It's like, what? Well, like, they thought they were Duke. They didn't realize. They were just like, ooh, this Memphis thing's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, what are you talking about?
We're awesome.
We're Memphis. We're ready to go. And that team did end up going to the Elite Eight, got a one seed in the NCAA tournament. But their players were a little different. We'll just leave it there. Different. Sometimes awesome, but a little different. This group is a little more well-rounded, and Everybody that's been around him has recognized that. Jason Muntz was around them over the past week down in the Bahamas. He is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. He'll join me next.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Frontier Western Stores World famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Work Hog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well: Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
How easy is it to find the best new hires with Glassdoor? Yeah, kind of like that. Post your job, and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. And Glassdoor only matches you with qualified applicants, so you can make the best new hire in half the resumes. Plus, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Indulge in traditional Southern favorites with today's Perks Deal. Half off lunch and dinner at Pop's Comfort Kitchen. You'll feel at home when you walk in the door. Get yours today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Slim Fit Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Ben and Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered three times to create that soft finish. Now, you don't have to drink it straight. You can drink it however you want. But if you run out of your mixer, you don't have to freak out, panic. Why? Because it's so smooth you can drink it straight. It's quality vodka that's reasonably priced. That's why I really do buy it when I'm in the liquor store. It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America, and you probably heard we've turned Memphis into the number one market per capita for New Amsterdam vodka in the entire United States of America. They got flavored vodkas too. Grapefruit is the newest, but also apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, there's a gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka. It's in stores for you. Ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. It's 534 here on the Gary Parish Show. And we're joined now by the Commercial Pills, University of Memphis men's basketball beat writer, Jason Munns, who was down in the Bahamas with the team over the past week. Jason, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Gary, I am much better now. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you land on time at Memphis International? Everything go smoothly?
Well, yeah, it did, actually, even a couple minutes early. So, yeah, that's kicking the week off in a fine fashion.
Excellent. Well, like I direct message you over the weekend, tremendous work down there helping feed a pretty large audience of people who are thirsty for any type of Memphis basketball news. Everybody can read your stuff at commercialappeal.com. For folks who maybe haven't dove in completely, what was your biggest takeaway after watching Memphis play four exhibitions, all of which were won by double digits?
I would say probably Damian Ball would be at or near the top of my particular list of takeaways. And then I would say DJ Jeffries is in there as well. I was just struck by how far ahead of the game those two freshmen seem to be. And I get it. You know, the competition was not they weren't playing world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, just the eye test, they aced it. Damian Ball especially, he looks game ready right now. And every single, I won't say every single, but I would say 75% of what he did, you know, of the way he, you know, the plays he made me want to stand up and run through a wall. I mean, just he plays with so much intensity and fire. And I don't even know. I mean, he's just got so much moxie and he's intimidating on the floor. And you know, Penny said it after one of the games that he compares him to Gary Payton or Rajon Rondo. You know, the type of guy that you love to have on your team, but you would hate him if he was on the other team. And he was one of the biggest storylines for me. From a team perspective, I was also very impressed by how they were just sort of able to turn a switch and take control. Almost at a moment's notice. I mean, it felt like, if not every game, three of the four games, they were down going into the second quarter, and they came out of the little timeout there between quarters and went nuts. And that was really something else that struck me pretty good.
Let's spend a little time on Damian Ball. He obviously made a strong impression on the coaching staff early, on the fans and media who were in the Bahamas, and on ESPN analyst Fran Fischella, who watched yesterday's game, I believe. This is incredibly unique because he is the least heralded prospect in a seven-player class that was ranked number one nationally. He's a sub-100 prospect, somebody who, on paper, you would think would have a hard time getting on the court because, at least according to the recruiting analyst, Boogie Ellis is supposed to be better. Lester Quinones is supposed to be better. Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris are sophomores. And yet now it seems like it's going to be hard for Penny Hardaway to keep him off of the court. Do you think on opening night Damian Ball is going to be the starting point guard at Memphis?
I think if we're going based purely off of what we saw this past week, I would say yes. And that's not knocking Boogie Ellis. I mean, he played well too. But he just didn't bring the same dynamic to the, you know, to those games. Like I said, Damian just he was a game changer, and he made things happen on almost every single trip down the court, whether it was on offense or defense. And what was so weird about him? I mean, you talked about him being, sort of very under the radar, and people were throwing around the term sleeper a lot. They tried to tell us these last couple of months, you know, after they signed him, you know, Penny tried to tell us. I did a story, a couple of stories with strength and conditioning coach, the new strength and conditioning coach, Darby Rich. And, you know, he told me that if they had to play, you know, when I talked to him about a month or so ago, he said, if we play a game tomorrow, Damian Ball will help us defensively. And that really stood out to me when the way he said that. You know, I got him to talk about every player on the roster, and he was kind of giving me a scouting report and everything. But he seemed just so taken by the way Damian Ball looked in their, you know, their limited time that they were able to get on the floor and stuff. And so yeah, they tried to tell us, you know, they tried to give us the lowdown, but people still didn't, I guess, believe until now. And yeah, I think if they had to play a game tomorrow, Damian would be out there.
And by the way, it should be noted, all sorts of college basketball teams play with two point guards. Kentucky famously did it with John Wall and Eric Bledsoe back in 2010. Kansas almost always plays with two point guards. So, you know, whether you call Damian Ball the starting point guard or Boogie Ellis the starting point guard, there is nothing preventing them from playing together. In fact, you could reasonably argue Memphis's best lineups might include those two playing together, and whoever gets the ball, just go.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's probably the most likely scenario. I mean, that's another thing that they've been trying to tell us all offseason, or, you know, even go back to last year, Penny wants to put together a team that can go positionless. And, you know, I mean, he talked about how Lester, you know, depending on how the game is going and the opponent they're facing, Lester can guard the 1 through 5. DJ can play, potentially could play the 1 through 5. And so, yeah, I mean, it's not completely out of the question if they want to have, if, you know, if they wanted to have Boogie and Damian out there at the same time and, you know, heck, even Lester, you'd have three guards out there. That wouldn't be that far-fetched based on what we saw in the Bahamas.
Talking to Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. He's a Tiger basketball beat writer. You can read his stuff at commercialappeal.com. Obviously, James Wiseman did not play a minute. Do you, like Penny insisted over and over again that it's just precautionary. They're just being careful. If Memphis were playing a regular season game, say yesterday, do you think James Wiseman would have played?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny, our photographer, Joe Rondoni, he was down there with me, and we were actually walking through the resort, headed back to our rooms, and we bumped into James, and he was headed back to his room or whatever, but we kind of stopped and chatted with him, and you know, I said, hey, you know, I thought you were, we kind of started, it felt like you were going to play today, you know, talking about the Sunday morning game. And he said, yeah, I wanted to, but the doctor just wouldn't let me. But he said, but I'm good. You know, I'm good. And I kind of took that to mean that if they had to play a meaningful game, that he would absolutely be ready for it. I mean, he said it was his left shoulder. I asked him which one. I don't know if anybody had ever asked that question, but he said it was his left shoulder, and he said it was minor, and he feels good. But the doctor just wanted to be extra cautious, and I'm sure Penny was okay with that.
Wrapping up here with Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. Last thing before I let you go. I know, because the disparity in competition is so vast, that it's hard to draw big basketball conclusions from what we saw. But them shooting 39% from three-point range as a team, I think, is not insignificant, because ultimately you got to make that shot. And
right,
whether you're making open threes, first off, most college basketball threes are open three-pointers. Like, teams either make them or they don't. And Memphis made 39% down in the Bahamas. It reminded me, and this is a team that was terrible shooting the ball last season as a team, it reminded me of something a basketball coach told me once upon a time. Like, when people ask, hey, how are you going to get a better shooting team? Like, when your team's not shooting well, the answer is always recruit better shooters. If we recruit good shooters, you'll have a good shooting team. If you don't, you won't. And Memphis has added Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis, both of whom are high-level shooters. And I think Tyler Harris, even though he shot a bad percentage last season, I think he's a real shooter who shot 40.6% down in the Bahamas. It suggests that at all times Memphis can have two shooters who are real threats. And I think that was on display in the Bahamas and could really open a lot of things up for them, you know, when the season gets started.
And think about this. I mean, these are guys who, like you said, they shot 40% without James Wiseman and Preston Chua in the lineup. Right. You know, you add those guys and they demand attention. You know, it's going to be even easier for Memphis to get open looks along the perimeter. And that, to me, if I was an opponent and I was looking at that, that would scare me to death. But, you know, whether I don't think it matters necessarily whether they're open or not, because Lester and Boogie are that good. And Damian, you know, Damian shot it pretty well. Tyler, like you mentioned, he shot it very well down there in the Bahamas. And you know, DJ hit a few threes himself, and Lance, I think, even hit a couple. Isaiah Maurice hit a few. So yeah, I mean, they again, it goes back to the positionless thing, and I think they're going to be a vastly improved team in that respect. And again, that's just scary as heck.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. You can read him, commercialappeal.com. Lots of great content from the Bahamas. Follow him on Twitter, at Munsley. That's at M-U-N-Z-L-Y. Happy you got home safely. Thank you for almost immediately jumping off a plane and joining me by phone, and hope to see you real soon, man.
All right. Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, I'll see you. That's Jason Munns from The Commercial Appeal. Though it's really interesting when you start to look at what's possible with the talent in the front court and the shooters in the back court. Like, sometimes teams are put together, you know, it's just talent on top of talent on top of talent, but then you look at it, it doesn't quite fit perfectly. For example, and I preface this by saying Duke was the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, so, like, they were great. But to have a team with Zion Williamson as a centerpiece and then no shooters on it, like, imagine what Zion would have been able to do if he had room to play in. Like Duke surrounded him with no shooters. Like, R.J. Barrett's a non-shooter. Trey Jones, non-shooter. So Zion's on the court at all times with no shooters. He's got no space. He was still amazing. But he would have been more amazing if, A, Duke would have just let him run things through him more often. But, B, if he had shooters around him. Contrast it with how this Memphis roster is built. And I'm not trying to pretend Memphis this season is going to be as good as Duke last season. That's a really high bar to set. But the pieces do seem to fit a little better. I don't know if the pieces are as good, but the pieces fit. There's no Zion, but the pieces do fit really well. You've got two projected lottery picks in your front court. That suggests that, especially in the AAC, they're going to be hard to deal with you trying to guard them man-on-man. So where are you helping from? You ain't helping off Lester Quinones. You're not helping off Tyler Harris. You're not helping off Boogie Ellis. When you surround lottery pick bigs with multiple shooters at all times, guys who are going to make you pay, it does two things. One, it's going to allow Wiseman to be able to work in whatever ways he works without people just collapsing on him. Because if you collapse and he's smart enough to recognize it, he gets the ball to the right place, boom, you've got a high-level shooter taking a wide-open shot. The other thing it does is it creates easy shooting opportunities for these great shooters. Why? Because the bigs demand so much attention. It's a little bit of, and excuse the cliche, but a pick-your-poison situation, and it's why, you know, most people are really high on this Memphis team. It's not just that it's super talented. It's that it's super talented with high-level shooting. Again, 39% from three down in the Bahamas. That's not the same as playing a real college schedule, but if you can knock down shots, you can knock down shots, and they showed consistently as a team, but especially in the backcourt, that they got guys who can make shots. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, everybody. Want to save some money on a brand new Chevy and get a full belly and for a good cause? Well, come out to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch Thursday, August 22nd from 11 to 1 to honor all first responders. They're going to have a big fish fry and a whole lot more with food, beverages, door prizes, and an ice cream truck. So if you're a first responder or appreciate our first responders, come out to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch on the 22nd and have lunch on us. And while you're out there, test drive as many new Chevys as you want, like the new 2020 Silverado. Silverado. It's here. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer. And also ask about the 2020 Corvette. And not just that, the All-Star Chevy Challenge is just one more reason to head to Olive Branch for that all-new Chevy. Just take them any real written offer from any Mid-South Chevy dealer and they'll beat it. So find new roads to Olive Branch and don't miss lunch on us at All-Star Chevy on August 22nd. Remember, it's Olive Branch, not South Haven, people. All-Star Chevrolet on Goodman Road or go to allstarautogroup.com.
So a man named Dan had a home out in Barley, wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Heisall. Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours, sold Dan's home out in Bartlett for the full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's extremely effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, then he's going to go to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell your home, use the guy I would use if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Heisall. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Did you know that overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see your doctor with a 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT Pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip.
If you are in an emergency situation, Regional One Health is going to be your best bet. They are the hospital in the area best equipped to give you a fighting chance to get out of that bad situation you might, your loved ones might find themselves in. But what I've tried to help you understand in recent years is that you don't have to be in an emergency situation or a dicey situation to take advantage of the great medical care under the Regional One Health umbrella. And the East Campus Imaging Center is the best example of that. You know, it's recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. So if you're a woman who is 40 or older, you need to make that appointment. You can do it at the East Campus Imaging Center. Doing so could save your life. Not doing it could cost you dearly. 515-3600 is the number. 901-515-3600, that's the number. You don't have to make an appointment. You do not need a referral, but if you want to make an appointment, 515-3600. It's located at 6555 Quince Road, right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. Easy to find, easy to get to. It's the East Campus Imaging Center. You can learn more at regionalonehelp.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff about Antonio Brown and Ronaldo and Doug Barron winning and just his second start on the Champions Tour. Ronald Acuna getting benched yesterday in Atlanta. Lots of stuff we got to, but we largely talked about Memphis wrapping up its trip to the Bahamas. Went 4-0, and that probably doesn't mean much, but it's not like every team that goes on a foreign trip goes undefeated.
Right.
So there is that. And more than anything, I thought they showed a very specific ability that's going to be important in this regular season, and that's that they can shoot the ball from the perimeter. Last season, terrible three-point shooting team. In the Bahamas, shot 39% as a team from three. So what happened? Easy. They added two incredible shooters in Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis. Like I told you earlier, I've heard coaches say it before. How do you take a bad shooting team and make it a good shooting team? You don't usually do it with practice in the season. If you can't shoot, you can't shoot. Like Mike Krzyzewski is the GOAT. He had a team last season that couldn't shoot early. They didn't get better late. They couldn't shoot. Why? Didn't have good shooters. How do you take a bad team, make it a good team in terms of three-point shooting? Recruit great three-point shooters. That's the trick. Penny was able to do that with this recruiting class, and it was on display down in the Bahamas.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Preseason NFL, Niners-Broncos in Denver. 49ers are 1-0 this preseason. Broncos are 1-1. So if you want to watch preseason football, that's on tonight. Denver's a two-point favorite. Total's 41.5. Kick is scheduled for 7. You can view it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Bachelor in Paradise is on ABC at 7. Monday Night Raw's on USA at 7. Craig Brewer's Black Snake Moan. I saw where, I think they started shooting Coming to America 2 today.
Oh, really?
Craig is obviously directing that. His film Black Snake Moan is on Showtime 2 at 7 o'clock. The Shining's on Showtime at 7:30. The Highwaymen live at the Nassau Coliseum. So that's a 1990 concert featuring Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. That's on WKNO tonight at 8 o'clock, and it'll be followed by He Touched Me, the gospel music of Elvis Presley. That'll start at 9:30. Late Night Circuit, Sean McVay's on Jimmy Kimmel, Dwayne Johnson. It's on Jimmy Fallon. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to be on Stephen Colbert. Michelle Obama is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We launched our Candid Coaches series today at CBS Sports, where we asked more than 100 college coaches different questions. We grant them anonymity in exchange for honesty. And the first question is this. If you were to win a national championship, would you take your team to visit the White House if Donald Trump is the president of the United States? We asked the question because so far, no men's basketball champion has visited the Trump White House. North Carolina won it. Did not go. Villanova won it. Did not go. Virginia won it. Did not go. What's interesting is Villanova didn't go 2 years after they did go to the Obama White House. They won it.
Right.
Went and visited President Obama. Won it again. Did not go visit President Trump. Tony Bennett, Virginia coach, announced back in April that his team would not go. He said it would be hard to get everybody back together, but that's just not true for two reasons. A, teams in similar situations lost players to the NBA. Literally for decades, figured out a way to get everybody to D.C. And secondly, Virginia's raising their championship banner in September, so next month, and everybody on the team is expected back for that. So it's not impossible to get everybody back together if everybody wants to get back together. What do you think the answer was if we asked more than 100 college coaches, white men, black men, high majors, low majors, if you won a championship, would you go visit Donald Trump's White House?
Like, what's the majority answer?
What percentage said yes?
I'll say that 35% said yes.
Pretty close. 37% said yes. 63% said no. And even the people who said yes, they weren't really enthusiastic about it. They were like, we would go because I respect the office and I think it would be an amazing experience for my players. But, oh boy, it could cause us problems if we went, because I don't think my players would want to go. I mean, honestly, if you pull Tony Bennett aside and you get him to speak to you honestly, he's saying, I don't know that any players would have wanted to go. Like, I might have just been there by myself. And so it's a real issue that is unique to this president. It wasn't a George Bush thing. It wasn't a President Obama thing. So if you want to read that, you can check it out, cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Tuesday. That means Keith Easterwood in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Maybe talk a little college football since the season gets started this weekend. Either way, it'll be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.